This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Cranking it up, second hour here from Cal Jam. It is the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you hadn't figured that out. But actually, it's sort of the homegrown health show now because Joni Abbott is back. Joni!
Robert, this is like a dream come true to be able to be back with you at a conference broadcasting. This is great.
It's really exciting. And the Cal Jam, we miss coming here because the Health Freedom Expos are all gone. But this has got that kind of energy.
It does.
A little bit more in the health professional realm, but the doctors and chiropractic, down to earth, grooving and rocking.
They're so, user-friendly, mm-hmm. I guess is the best way to say it, right? If
yes.
You're going to use the services of a chiropractor, and why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah.
They are friendly. They are not only just hip and with the times, but they're actually here to get a better education so they can empower you to take charge of your health and healing all from home, like what we talk about on Homegrown Health. So it's really important for you to look at all areas and all different healing modalities
yeah.
that will empower you and empower your body to do the thing that it's meant to do, and that is be well and be healthy.
Joni, speaking of doctors of chiropractic, you are traveling with a crew.
I am.
Where are you, in Iowa now
yes,
still?
It's yeah. Elite Health in Bettendorf, Iowa, and
okay.
they do something called neurobiomechanics.
Mm-hmm.
And this approach is a lot different because it's multifaceted. It's not just chiropractic care.
Right.
It's retraining your body's muscles to hold the adjustment. It's retraining your body at a cellular level to help fix itself. And so there are things that I do called traction that helps, you know, hold your body in positions that will hold your spine and retrain
right.
the muscles basically to
hold
that adjustment.
Well, this is exciting that you're with them. You're doing your thing, of course, with Homegrown Health, always talking about birthing
yes.
safely, doing it appropriately as well. We had a lecture earlier today, Dr. Dan Murphy. I had him
amazing.
On the broadcast last week. This guy is an egghead in a great way. He can run circles around doctors on the issue of vaccination.
I have not seen a chiropractor give such an in-depth presentation on vaccination and break down the science like Dr. Dan Murphy has done, even in brief today. I can't imagine what his full 190-plus page presentation would bring.
And I love it when he says, listen, you know, they say there's formaldehyde in this stuff, there's
yes.
mercury, there's aluminum, and then he says, well, where is that for real, or somebody making that up?
Yes.
And then he goes, here, let's go to the CDC's webpage, cdc.gov, download the PDF. All of it's there.
It's all right there. I love how he also brought out the fact that lumber liquidators, for instance, going out of business and having mm-hmm. a real hard time because formaldehyde in flooring is a bad thing. He talked about daily drinkers of diet soda, how they increase their risk of cancer by 300% because of the chemicals in that. But then our government thinks it's acceptable to inject that into babies. And he covered something on the blood-brain barrier, which was amazing.
Right. So we've got something called the blood-brain barrier. But when does it actually kick in? Because if they acknowledge, and they have to now with the CDC website acknowledging all of the nasty things that are in vaccinations, including heavy metals, what age would it be semi-appropriate? Not that I'm a fan of vaccines at all.
Right.
You know that.
No,
we're
because well, yeah, the subcutaneous injection, it
right.
breaks the code of immunity
exactly.
in the immune system.
But if we were to say, all right, when is the point where you might have less harm happen? All right, when is the blood-brain barrier fully engaged, fully formed, that some level or layer of protection might be available to these children?
Right.
The question, Was it answered in the lecture?
It sure was. It sure was. Well, first we have to know and understand what a blood-brain barrier is. And I'll let you tell about
that. No, go carry on. You're right. I love your voice. I don't get to hear it anymore.
Oh, well, the blood-brain barrier is put into place to keep things like formaldehyde, lead, toxins, heavy metals, all of that out of our brain from affecting us, especially aluminum and things that are neurotoxic and hinders our neurodevelopment. The last thing you want to put into a baby is something that's going to hinder their brain development, especially because they just got here and their little brains aren't fully developed. It's going to be continuously developing for a very long time. But we discovered, and thank you to Dan Murphy for exposing this, that the blood-brain barrier may not be fully complete until 7 years old because it isn't sealed off yet. There's a porous opening. There's a gathering of this protection. Just imagine like the bumper things in bowling?
Yes.
The bumper
right.
cards? Mm-hmm. Imagine that all the way around your brain, but you cut out a little section of it and that
allows
things to go through. Yeah.
Imagine that nature has provided for a way to protect against neurotoxins, neurotoxicity, not engage fully until the age of 7. What is the age where they want to first vaccinate these little babies?
Newborn.
It's not even hours old, right? Just
right.
about that, hepatitis B. And then 2 months, 4 months maybe,
yes,
6 months?
6 months,
8 months,
12? Yes, it just never ends.
2 years old? Absolutely. The horrendous practice of medicine, and it is horrendous. It's horrific, particularly pediatrics. When they are about vaccinating these children, it's a criminal act.
Yes, and he really talked about, like, we have to ignore the basic functions of our body. Modern medicine, if they would just go back to their first few semesters or first year in med school when you learn anatomy and physiology and biology, when you would go back to those basic systems and understand how they work and why they're put into place, you almost have to forget that and completely violate the principles of the human body in order to accept vaccination as an acceptable form of any kind of practice or medicine, medical
it's
intervention.
Incredible. Yeah,
it is.
Criminal act is. I'm not exaggerating. You're not exaggerating.
No.
Dr. Dan Murphy was not exaggerating.
Not in the slightest. In the slightest. And his research is just impeccable. It's immovable. You hear it, you see it, you see the evidence for yourself, and you know indeed mm-hmm. that there's something else going on. I mean, when a pediatrician's office is 50 to 80% of their income is from vaccination, it changes your vantage point of what a true well baby visit is.
Right. Run! If they say well baby visit, run away. Run the other direction. Now, this is why last weekend I was at the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, IAOMT, and I've got one more interview scheduled after Joni and I are complete for opening this hour. Victor Marcial Vega, a medical doctor. He's actually an oncologist.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to use chemo anymore because he
right.
knows better. He uses this Argentin 23 that we're sitting in front of today. He uses the Echo Water that Paul Baratero has, a lot of things that we utilize. A great guy. And we're going to talk about heavy metals. We're going to talk about the Superfund site that is your body and how to remove those things. But these little babies, again, you've dedicated your life to bring up, you know, how to protect them before they're born even.
Yeah, because with all of the injections that they're telling is, you know, good for a pregnant woman to have, from flu shots to mm-hmm. the DTP, DTAP, what we're seeing with Zika virus and, you know, everything that, not this does not even include the pesticide exposure in our foods. This doesn't even include, you know, the toxins that we put in our bodies with makeup and shampoos. I mean, so we are really getting overrun, and we have a placental barrier that's mm-hmm. supposed to be there to protect baby as well. And there are a lot of these chemicals that are crossing that. So we have to empower ourselves through education, because lack of knowledge, we cannot take action until we have the knowledge to do so. And the knowledge is not useful if you don't take action.
Well, exactly. You know? And I think what's neat about chiropractic, there was the first keynote that opened this event talked about a little baby that was brought to him who was having 100 seizures a day.
Don't you wonder if they were vaccinated.
Right. Well, yeah, undoubtedly.
That's my first question.
And he, you know, worked with the chiropractic model, did some adjustments on this little infant, and, you know, that little baby is now 21 years of age, no seizures. So that kind of care, because we understand we're electrical beings.
Mm-hmm.
And if that electrical short circuit occurs, it's partly due to the toxicity that diminishes the mineral stores of the body that are critical for normal functions, and so many other inflammatory cascades that occur largely actually in the gut as well, yes. Not just the brain, the gut-brain connection, which is why I always talk about how to heal that.
Well, and that's important, but to me, I go back to birth, because I think peace on earth begins at birth. And when we are using violence in our birth rooms, and we are using things like gentle traction, when they're trying to pull the baby out of a sphincter muscle, your vagina, which holds the baby very tightly, there's this all these vaginal politics, they're pulling on the baby's head, and it's creating micro-tears in the atlas, it's creating micro-tears in the brainstem, which requires, which, you know, the baby's response to that is automatically inflammatory. So how is that hindering the spinal column? How is that hindering our electric circuitry that we're wired to do in and around and throughout our bodies? Or C-sections, which also hinders the microbiome,
yeah.
which allows our, you know, not our, our microbiome to not be seated. So, on that note, yeah, I know we're going to have a break soon.
No, we're good.
Really,
for
we're good? Okay.
A couple of minutes here.
Yes. Well, I want you to check out A Probiotic Life if you have a chance to, because that's the next documentary that's follow-up to microbirth.com, which talks about all of this with Mike, with how we are born and why it's important from a public health perspective, from a world health perspective. We've already lost, you know, a huge diversity of microbiome and microbugs, microbials. That's yes. all of the gut bugs that we have. Mm-hmm. You're 10% human, and you are 90% microbe. And if we can honor that system in our body in every way, shape, and form possible, then we'll be getting back to the roots of how to have a good immune system. And
so,
have
Joni, you mentioned A Probiotic Life
yes.
movie.
Yes.
That's the follow-up.
Yeah.
Okay, when is it going to be available?
I will find out from the directors, but it should be sometime April, May.
April or May, okay.
Yeah.
And the previous version or movie was called?
Microbirth.com.
Microbirth, I remember it. So yeah. I want to make sure we get that out there, microbirth.com.
And I will be in A Probiotic Life teaching on how to make probiotics.
Nice.
Kombucha, counter cabbage is what I call it, fermented cabbage.
Counter cabbage, excellent, yeah. excellent. Well, this is very exciting, and the fact that you're in the next movie, A Probiotic Life, makes it all the more special for me to watch it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's so much fun, and I'm not just really blessed to be a part of this in my lifetime. I couldn't think about doing anything more.
Right, and what's the latest on Homegrown Health and your radio? Because you're doing all the stuff back home that's in the mainstream of radio,
too, right?
Oh, my gosh,
yeah. So I'm a country DJ, and I do country music. I'll be at the ACM Awards, which is really exciting. In Las Vegas, so I brush elbows with a lot of country music stars
right.
and get to do pictures and do listener stuff and mainstream radio. But in the natural health world, it's always with me whenever I go. So I always talk to them about what else it is that I do, and I help them. You know, there was a guy recently who on the road, and road life can be really hard, and he drank a lot of alcohol and needed to actually regenerate his liver, and now we're staying in contact, and I'm able to help them. So, you know, Homegrown Health, it has its way of making its way in wherever you go.
Well, the thing is, you are Homegrown Health even when you're off the air.
Yeah.
That's the point. When you live this life, it's not about, I'm off now, I'm on now. Sure, you can turn the microphone off, but you live this as I live this, and that's what's so exciting, that no matter where we're interacting with folks, whether it's here at the Cal Jam, whether you're at the Country Music Awards of some kind, this is amazing. We're getting information out that you just don't hear in the mainstream media, and they're not being reinforced appropriately. So with that, we're going to take a break. Back with Joni. So glad to see you, my friend.
Aww,
and
happy to be here.
We're going to wrap it up today with Dr. Victor Maciel Vega. He's from Puerto Rico at the IAOMT. And you want to listen to this, check out all the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at the IAOMT conference, and we have got the gift of a healer who really is doing extraordinary work, and I've been hearing your name for years, Dr. Victor Marcial Vega, and you're from Puerto Rico. You also sometimes travel into Florida. Here at the IAOMT, you presented on chelation therapy, which is something my listeners have heard about. We've talked about it a lot over the years. Heavy metal removal, but you have a particular thing that you are working on regarding an EPA Superfund site, and I want to get to that with you as well. But first, backstory. How, as a medical doctor, did you get into something that other medical doctors look at you squirrely-eyed about? You know, they're not all on board with what we're doing here.
Well, first of all, Robert, thank you for inviting me. I've also heard a lot about you, a lot of good things. And I started because a friend of mine in Florida, Dr. Haynes in Boca Raton, said to me, Victor, why don't you take a chelation therapy course so you see what it's all about? Maybe we can work together. We were looking at the possibility of working together.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, nah, Leonard, that stuff doesn't work. I mean, why would you want me to take that course? Other things work, but that doesn't work.
Was that your training talking, your medical school training talking at that
yes.
point? Yeah.
And even the complementary integrated medicine talking, at the time, even in complementary medicine, the ones of us that were open-minded.
Yes.
Even me did not believe, I did not believe that that was
It's incredible,
true.
Isn't it? Because now you look back and you go, how did I ever not see this, right?
Simply because it's not taught in medical schools. That's why all these things become extraneous to the medical community.
Yeah.
We're not taught these things. We are taught that these are the things that you know and we're going to teach you and there's nothing else. I've been a professor in three medical schools. Never heard of that.
Amazing. You know, this is the power of those who write the history books. They can literally erase history and change the future to control it. And the Flexner Report of 1910, which I'm sure you're aware of, changed medicine in the Western world forever. In America, of course, but as it led. And literally they wiped out homeopathy. They wiped out naturopathic, chiropractic, herbal eclectic. It's still here, obviously. I mean, it wasn't complete. But from the education system, they control the teaching. And then suddenly, as you say, you become a physician, doctorate level, and you've never learned something. And now you have this profound new knowledge. You begin to put it into practice. And it probably was shocking that what you did find.
Yes, after I took the course 21 years ago in Orlando, Florida, by the American College for the Advancement of Medicine.
ACAM, yeah.
I was flabbergasted. First of all, the physicians looked 10 to 20 years younger than my colleagues of the same age.
Mm-hmm.
That struck me incredibly, just looking at these people, their health, their vibrancy, and their vitality, and the data that was presented. I started doing it in myself, friends, neighbors, patients, and the rest is history. I've been doing it until this day.
Incredible. And how is the reception in Puerto Rico for this kind of physician, for the kind of doctoring that you do now, which is so different from when you started?
It depends. Among physicians is one thing. Among patients is another. Among patients is being a tremendous response.
Yes.
Among the media, reporters, everybody's thirsty to get knowledge to get well, because the whole medical system has already collapsed in Puerto Rico. 100%. It's already a marker of what's going to happen in the United States.
Now, this is fascinating to me here. It's already collapsed, you say. Now, I've been predicting the collapse of Western medicine as it is today, in mass, eventually, because it can't sustain itself. It's not feasible. It's not healing. It's economically untenable. A monopoly never sustains, ultimately. But Puerto Rico already collapsed. What does that mean when you say that?
Puerto Rico is a marker for things to come. And it's been a petri dish for the United States for almost 100 years. Experiments have been done there. New technologies, new economies, new medical systems. Things have been tested there before they've been tested in the States, like birth control technology, the use of medications, the use of vaccination, the use of many things. And recently, I don't know if you heard, but Puerto Rico owes $70 billion in their national debt, and they're totally bankrupt as of this moment. The Medicaid funds that supported the medical health care system, mm-hmm. that took care of most of the people in the island, which is supposed to be the state run system,
yeah.
is completely collapsed. There is no money whatsoever. Hospitals are closing.
Mm-hmm.
Already 34% of physicians have left the island.
I want to talk to you when we come back from this break about why that might actually be good news. And we'll see if we agree or disagree on that. And also, we'll get into the Superfund site, cleaning it up, the people that are exposed to what's there through chelation. Right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Victor Marcial Vega. We'll let you know his website as well. This is fantastic information, guys and gals. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, continue now talking with Dr. Marcial Vega. And by the way, his website we have linked up in the show notes today, MarcialVegaMD.com. Marcial is spelled M-A-R-C-I-A-L. Vega is spelled V-E-G-A-M-D. MarcialVegaMD.com. Check it out in the show notes. If that was too quick for you, you can go to RobertScottBell.com and find it. Lots of great information about the things that he's doing. And for all of our listeners all around the world, this is a guy you want to plug into and learn from. I'm already excited just talking with you for the first time. It's taken so long. Now, we're going to get into the Superfund site discussion because you lectured on it here, presented at the IAOMT conference. The Puerto Rican collapse of the system, no money there. We know that even the federal United States is so far in debt that it's inevitable, right? Microcosm, perhaps, is the Puerto Rican experience in advance of what's coming. The collapse of this, you tell me if I'm wrong, because I'm not an expert on Puerto Rico. I've been there once, but it's been years. This is going to lead people to look toward the medicine of nature, the medicine of their ancestors, the grandma, the grandpas. They were using herbs and plants, and even homeopathy, I think, will make a comeback. It's affordable. It's inexpensive. Anybody can do it. It's not going to harm or kill you. Is this what we're seeing? Are we still in a transition where people are just going, I don't know what to do, but I think I know where it's going?
That's exactly the reason why it's happening. We've been talking for 20, 30, 40 years, myself for 25 years. I've been talking to my colleagues with sometimes naivete, and saying, guys, I've seen what the future of medicine is. And they look at me with a whimsical look, and I say, listen, this is healing 80% of chronic diseases. If we detoxify our patients, it's able to get rid of cancer. Uses like microcurrent, intravenous ozone, pulse electromagnetic fields, intravenous vitamin C, chelation therapy, relaxation. It's amazing what can happen to a human body. And We've been saying it's going to happen either the easy way or the hard way.
Yeah, we can do it by choice or we can have it forced on us.
Because,
right?
Because the system in the universe or in the earth, whatever you want to call it, has a way of keeping what's good and getting rid of what's bad. And everything that we do has a repercussion, cause and effect, whether we're willingly knowing or not. If we're doing something that's good for the community, forces are going to appear from everywhere in the universe to support that.
Yeah.
If there's something that's causing death, side effects, and things that are negative for the community, mm-hmm. no matter what you do, you might seem like it lasts 20, 30 years, but it's not going to last forever. So we're seeing the demise of a system that, unfortunately, is the leading cause of death in Puerto Rico and the United States. Medically related side effects, because the techniques that we were taught in good faith, In the best of intentions, saying that this was medicine. That's what they told us when I graduated from medical school. This is the best medicine to heal the sick and the people that are hurt.
It's scientific. It's you know, right, but it's a religion. It's become a religious dogma to believe in allopathic medicine because those who question it are ostracized. They become outcasts. They become heretics to the religion of medicine.
But fortunately, the mechanism of what goes around comes around. If you're nice to people, they're going to be nice to you. If you're not, willingly or unwillingly, because I think most doctors have the vocation to do good, but they're not realizing that the fourth leading cause of death in the United States is the use of medications. Yeah. This is killing almost 250,000 people in the United States, for example.
Yeah.
Side effects due to hospital-acquired infections, mm-hmm. side effects mm-hmm. due to surgery, and other things that happen during medical procedures. Those are the examples. So the system has a way of destroying that. That's why the healthcare system is destroying itself by the use of intermediaries in healthcare. We call it insurance companies.
Sure, third party.
They've been totally destroying the system. They've been the instrument by which we're going to evolutionize this whole system.
Yeah, well, I think about the sacred relationship. It used to be considered a sacred relationship, the doctor-patient relationship. If I come to you, you come to me, we have an interaction, an exchange, I'm responsible to you, you're responsible for me, and we work together. You put a third party in there. Now the interest is not you, it's not me, it's whoever, you know, whatever their interest is. And they'll dictate to the doctor what you can or cannot do.
Well, the interest is very simple, is to make money.
Yeah.
And we should eliminate intermediaries whose sole purpose is to make money. We should eliminate it because it's unethical, immoral, and illegal.
Right. But, of course, if we set up one universal payer, it's the same third party that's going to tell the doctor what to do when the doctor, Marcial Vega, knows a lot more about what to do than the bureaucrats do.
Fortunately, the third payer is not competing with anyone. Mm-hmm. So at that time, it's not about money because they're the only payer. Mm-hmm. And they're watched by the community, the doctors, and the government. So whenever we're watching that, it becomes a different
we
animal.
We have to be so watchdog on it. But speaking of watchdogs, we go out to the EPA and the Superfund sites. These are like hazardous places where it's just you can't even be. They've got special funds to clean up
yes.
an area.
Vieques has been a disgrace.
Yeah.
The reason being is 14 years since the Navy left, and the only cleanup that's been taking place is that they're blowing up bombs in sight. Instead of doing it in special chambers,
mm-hmm.
when they blow up, of course, you kill coral, you kill fish, and that goes into the air to contaminate. In mm-hmm. every other Superfund site related to the military, they've been doing it in enclosed bomb
but
exploding
not in
devices.
Rico.
No.
Yeah.
Then after everything explodes, they take those shells of bombs, and some of them are radioactively contaminated. They take it in the ferry where the people go as well. They take it to be sold as scrap metal. In the mainland.
Incredible.
So that's the extent of the cleanup. Mm. So I thought, well, we should start cleaning the people. If we clean the people, we're definitely going to be winning the war against the disease in that population. So that's what I did, and I offer my services to the community. It wasn't a study. To me, chelation therapy is an accepted mode of therapy. Medicare already has been reimbursing that as an accepted modality for heavy metal toxicity. And these patients were documented to have heavy metal toxicity. We gave chelation therapy to them. Most of them had several treatments, up to 12 treatments, intravenous, done weekly. Mm-hmm. And they were able to reverse many diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, asthma, allergies, glaucoma, mm-hmm. diabetic eye, tiredness, insomnia, depression, so arthritis. So we have a tool in our hands that is cost effective,
mm-hmm.
should become the preventive measure for the whole population, not just Vieques,
yeah,
for every population of the world, because right now, unfortunately, every single human being on the planet is believed to be contaminated with heavy metals.
Everyone, I agree. There's nobody that comes to me that I don't determine, indeed, heavy metals are playing a role. Mercury, the biggest one, but even we hear in Flint, Michigan, and many other cities along the contiguous United States, the water has been contaminated. The fluoride increases uptake of heavy metals, including mercury. I mean, it's an absolute disaster, yet the resistance is still here on the mainland to what you're doing in Puerto Rico now.
So that's why the collapse is good.
Yeah.
Because it is going to eliminate that resistance and the monopolies that are existing now and keeping the old system going.
That is the point, too. Yeah, but you have to have breakdown in order for the rebuild to occur in some cases. The question is how violent the breakdown is, how brutal it is. And, you know, there are those who have been saying, this is coming, get ready, and those who are resisting.
The answer is, as strong as the resistance to change has been, that's as strong as the change is going to be.
You're a wise man. You are a wise man. So in Puerto Rico, the local government, in terms of state boards of medicine we have here, they probably have a board of medicine there.
Yeah, yes.
Did they fight you on this? Have they opened up finally?
They're very open to it. They let me practice. They just renewed my license, so there's no problem.
Okay.
I have a narcotics license for Puerto Rico, a DEA number in the United States to prescribe narcotics, so I have no problem with any of that.
Right.
I'm a regular doctor.
Excellent.
I tell my colleagues, I'm a regular
CBD.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cannabis is one of the best medications that are in the planet. I've been prescribing Marinol for 30 years.
Yeah.
I was taught in my training to prescribe that for things such as pain, nausea, vomiting, insomnia,
mm-hmm.
Loss of appetite, depression and anxiety.
Of course, you would acknowledge the superiority of the whole plant versus the synthetic isolate or patented form.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Fortunately, the Marinol is not as synthetic as they say.
Yeah.
Marinol is a regular oil plus two alcohol
There are much worse drugs out there,
yes.
No doubt.
It's a very minor alteration. And number two, I don't know if you knew this, and you can read it in the insert of Marinol, they add cannabis oil to the pill.
How interesting. So
it has natural oils in it.
Wow.
Most people don't know this.
No. But still, like I said, if we go back to nature, as we talk about, nature always wins. Nature always does it better than man in his arrogance to
Absolutely.
Think he can alter it. So this is, you know, fantastic news. Now, you work with a lot of things that I very much appreciate utilize as well. You know, we've been here at IAOMT hanging out with my friends from EchoWater, the molecular hydrogen, you know, the purification and the all. It's amazing, the water technologies and what hydrogen can do in the water, just releasing it. It's something so simple.
Absolutely. I've been working with Paul Baratiero for a long time, and that's the water we use in our office. We purify it from the ecosystem, and that's what we give our patients. It's a very convenient way of purifying. Even if the electricity goes out, it has a way of purifying that doesn't require electricity that's incredibly efficient.
Very nice. Now, I also utilize the silver hydrosol. Right, my kids have never been vaccinated. They've never once had to have an antibiotic.
Absolutely.
Not once. Now, I'm not saying there's never a place for those things. People know, they listen to me, but I say, if I don't need it, why would I use it?
No,
right?
The silver aerosol is phenomenal as well. The Argentine
23.
And some others that I've been using over the years, Silverado, they're great people, great companies, and they, by the way, I don't have any
no stake in it. I know
no stake in these companies. I use them because they're great. And I use silver for most infections, as well as essential oils and as well as vitamin C. I avoid antibiotics as much as possible.
And it's possible to do.
It is possible. MRSA, which is it's the worst infection we know of right now. The only effective treatment is surgical removal of the tissue.
Yeah.
There's no antibiotic in the armamentarium of modern medicine that will take care of it. Essential oils have been shown in prospective randomized studies to consistently eradicate in 100% of the cases MRSA on skin and in bone, which is 4 centimeters
incredible.
Below the skin. You apply the oil and it goes to that bone and
absolutely
it eliminates
incredible.
The MRSA, especially tea tree and others.
Yeah, so and I've utilized it successfully. The silver as well addresses the staph and MRSA as well. So we have tools, and as a homeopath, we use homeopathy as a complement to that. And so the point is, if you know these medicines that we don't say ban were there in those last resort scenarios, we wouldn't be dealing with resistance today to the degree that we have, because they've kind of eliminated, you can't use anything else, you know, if you're licensed as a doctor, because it's not the standard of care. Can you stick around one more segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to do that with Dr. Marcial Vega, having a great time here at IAOMT, back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
What's the future of medicine? Well, I think it's at least in part Dr. Marcial Vega and what he's doing.
You're too kind.
And what he's sharing, he's a living example to what can happen here from within the medical realm, and that we can all work together as well. That there doesn't have to be a schism between different thought forms and different, beliefs about ways to heal. Right? There are 1,000 different paths to heal the liver. And there are 1,000 different ways we can transform this future for the better. And Dr. Marcial Vega is doing that. We've got him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And we talked about medical school training, Dr. Marcial Vega, and the fact that it's been so limited. You also are on the faculty, I believe, of medical school in Puerto Rico, and that could change the future for these young doctors to be.
Yes, I'm a professor at the Universidad Central del Caribe School of Medicine, and the students rotate through my office. And I'm seeing the change. They're being incredibly undertrained. They're not being told of this chaos that's going on in the medical system with the intermediaries and the collapse of the system.
They're not being prepared for that.
And the new methods. But I'm teaching them the new methods, and there's about two or three of them that are ready to take on a practice like this. So they're starting to wake up. They're very disenchanted with what's going on in medicine.
Mm. So, and I see this with the younger generation. At a certain point, they're now seeing through what we would, for lack of a better way to say, a lot of the BS of previous generations. They're like, no, this doesn't work for me. Now, they go into medicine, and I perceive that most people go into medicine because they're sincere about wanting to help, wanting to do. It's not that they go in, I want to be part of the leading cause of death in America. I found out as I was going into pre-med programs and having been a product of modern medicine, being a pharmaceutical family, that what they did and what they taught, I couldn't stomach. I could not do that to another person, so I went a different way, and eventually homeopathy came into my life. But these kids are trying to do the right thing, and you are a guy that's helping to guide them there.
Correct.
I'm so excited just to hear that that's a possibility that we can transform the education system from within.
Absolutely. And the next step is going to be the first integrated medicine hospital in the world. It's going to be in Puerto Rico. And that's going to happen whenever it happens. I don't know when, but I was
wondering if you had a tip on when that's going to happen, because I'll be there.
Not yet, but everybody will find out. I've seen it already. I know how it's going to work. I already talked to many people about how we're going to prepare this. We're recruiting people. And it's going to be a hospital that you are going to want to go into that hospital.
That's what I was feeling. I get your vision.
As if it was better than a vacation. You're going to go, I want to be there and spend 2 weeks in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all these great things in my room. And also going out for walks in the rainforest and going to the beach and just having a great time and healing from disease.
Medical tourism is real. People go to different places around the world because they can access things that they can't do in their home country. And ironically, a lot of the people in the U.S. have to leave the U.S. to get treatments that they would desire and perceive to be better and safer than what they can get in the United States.
So this will be available in Puerto Rico. And the Superfund site project that we started has been the beginning of that. And we're seeing it happening. It's unfolding before our eyes. Actually, it's not us. We're just part of this big project. And it's an idea that I've had for many, many years, so it's happening finally.
Do you think that they'll allow homeopathy in a place like that?
Let me put it this way. It's not a matter of where they will allow homeopathy. It's inevitable. It's already happening.
Yeah.
So it's not just homeopathy, but regular medicine, the good things that regular medicine has to offer, and also intravenous therapies like vitamin C, ozone therapy, chelation.
Have you done the intravenous silver hydrosol too?
No.
No, you haven't done that yet? Okay. Because a lot of folks with serious chronic infections, Lyme, things like that, having success where they haven't with the antibiotics, for instance, another method of saturating the tissue. But listen, this is so fascinating. I mean, we could talk for days and not run out of things to discuss. I hope this is only the first of many times we get to do this.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
So, again, your website, we have it linked up in the show notes, MarcielVegaMD.com. I spelled it earlier. You can go to the website in today's notes, RobertScottBell.com. Learn more. If you want to travel to Puerto Rico, do you have even room for more patients?
Yes, I do. Although I always recommend patients find someone closer to you.
Obviously, but if they want the vacation too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They're more than welcome. I have many patients from around the United States, and we always welcome people from everywhere.
Well, the work of the IAOMT must continue as well. I'm so glad you're part of this and that you were able to present on your experience, and we shared a little bit about that. Those of you who want to learn more, again, check out the website and the links that are there. And again, I appreciate your openness, your candor, your honesty about all of these things. And like I said, I just look forward to maybe visiting you in your home and talking or broadcasting from there about the great news of this integrative hospital and more.
That will be great. That will be phenomenal.
We'll tell the world. We will. So,
Thank you, folks.
What a great episode here. And we've got lots more healing to go, but we're out of time at this point. So just remember this. It's the God's honest truth. It's what I tell you every broadcast. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com.
That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.